rethinking the workplace, creating spaces where people want to be. The role of the physical workplace is being redefined. At the Evolving Workplaces Find Your Space to Thrive event in Copenhagen, we brought together leaders to explore how organizations can turn their real estate into a lever for culture, performance, and competitive advantage. From employees to guests, a mindset shift. Telenor Denmark's CEO, Lars Thomsen, challenged the traditional employee-employer view and suggested that businesses should start viewing employees as guests rather than contractual resources. We look at them from a HR, contractual, legal way, but we should start to see our employees as guests. What do you do when you have guests? You offer them your best coffee, the best seat in the house, you listen to them. If we have that view, it will create a better customer experience and more competitiveness. With 81% of employees now working in a hybrid model, the office's role is no longer simply functional. It must foster belonging, collaboration, and cultural connection. Shifting the employee lens from administrative to hospitality-focused could unlock new levels of engagement and attendance. Designing for experience, not just amenities. While 37% of workers say food offerings influence their decision to come into the office, amenities alone aren't the answer. As Claus Christensen, EY's head of workplace experience and advanced analytics, made clear, it's the social and emotional context around those services that creates true engagement. It's moving beyond services and commodities to create experiences. The strongest driver is not the coffee itself. It's the act of sharing it with a colleague. That's why people come in. For workplace leaders, this means designing spaces that intentionally foster connection, from shared cafes and breakout areas to multi-purpose collaboration zones. Our research also shows that workers view the top two benefits of the office as time with colleagues, 52%, and knowledge sharing, 40%. Aligning space with strategy. The role of leadership facilities and workplace design are increasingly becoming tools for expressing brand purpose and enabling organizational strategy. As ISS Group CEO, Kasper Fangel, shared, "We meet many executives who are asking how to link workplace design with the organization's purpose. If you're a tech company, how do you design for innovation? If your value is sustainability, how do you reflect that in your space?" The message is clear. The physical environment is a manifestation of corporate intent. It shapes culture, enables key behaviors, and signals priorities to both employees and customers. Beyond space design, behavioral role modeling by leaders is crucial. Maiken Moltke Olesen, CEO of Total Credit, shared how executive presence in open workspaces, not corner offices, is key to reinforcing a culture of trust and accessibility. It's about role modeling ourselves and not getting hidden behind a desk. I often sit in open areas between meetings to be available and visible to employees. Being seen and accessible reinforces a culture of openness and collaboration, values core to a thriving workforce. For facilities leaders, this supports the case for varied workspace areas that accommodate different working activities and encourage movement, visibility, and informal engagement. Earning the commute, partnering for future-ready workplaces. With 71% of employees still valuing the office, the challenge is not relevance, but return on experience. Carl Fredrik Langord Bjor, ISS Group Chief Commercial and Revenue Officer, called for bolder thinking and deeper collaboration between CRE, FM, and executive leadership. Organizations need partners who understand both strategy and the workplace. Are we bold enough to make the decisions required for the future? Let's not assume we've arrived. Employee needs will continue to evolve. Our role is to stay curious, listen deeply, and create environments that people choose, not are told, to come into. The takeaway: facilities as a strategic function. The event also featured Nordea's Me We Us framework for workplace engagement and a closing keynote on the importance of fostering belonging, not just retention. But one message resonated above all. The workplace is no longer just a cost to manage. It's a strategic asset that must reflect culture, enable performance, and earn the right to bring people together. As leaders, the opportunity is to lead this evolution, transforming buildings into experiences and space into strategy.